I'm Chandra Tharp with Pet Talk on KEOM, brought to you by veterinarians.org. While all dogs bark and make noise from time to time, there are some breeds that tend to be more vocal than others. Just about every source in my research noted Basset Hounds, Beagles, Huskies, various Terriers, and German Shepherds as being some of the most vocal. While it's pretty easy to tell why your dog is barking, growling, or yelping, whining can be a little more confusing because there could be so many drastically different reasons for this form of communication. So, if your dog is whining, check for clues from things like their posture, facial expressions, tail movements, and by following their gaze. If they're whining while their tails are wagging and their feet are doing a little dance, they are probably just trying to channel their enthusiasm. Maybe they're excited to see you or are anticipating a treat. If they're whining while tucking their tail, lowering their body, and averting their gaze, they are showing submissive behavior. Maybe they know they're in trouble or just want to show another animal or person that they mean no harm. Stressful or fearful situations may also cause your dog to whine. In these cases, it will be accompanied by lip licking, yawning, being clingy, and a worrisome look on their face. And if they don't like being left alone, they may whine to show their discontent with you leaving. Bored dogs will whine with a sigh or a huff. And if they want something or need attention, like if they want a tasty morsel from your dinner plate, or maybe they want you to take them for a walk or let them outside, you should check to see where their glances are pointing. Of course, dogs will whine if they're in pain. Sometimes it's obvious because they're limping or licking a certain part of their body. But dogs are notorious for hiding their pain. So if your dog doesn't seem to have any of these other reasons to be whining, you should get them to a vet as soon as possible to find out what's causing them discomfort. However, if you feel your dog is whining at inappropriate times, they can be trained to find other ways to communicate what they want or need. Start by identifying the reason for their behavior and providing an alternative. For example, teach them to use a doggy doorbell to indicate when they want to go outside. Train them to bring you the bowl if they're hungry. Or maybe they could touch your hand with their nose if they want attention. And while training, make sure you reward them at times they stay quiet when they normally would whine. Remember, if you want to go back and listen to this or any other episode we have aired, you can find it on our website, keom.fm. Look under the Programming tab for Pet Talk. For more information on taking care of your pet, visit veterinarians.org.